The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rayshon Blyden here. This story here is such a fact. It's like facts 100. Transgender, what is in your pants? People are not under threat, and it's movement is a height of keyword narcissism. Keywords, I would also argue, Satanism, demonicism. Just days after a woman who identifies as a transgender, what is in your pants, walked into a Nashville Christian school and killed 6 people, including 3 children, transgender. Activists stormed the Tennessee Capitol, chanting phrases like, "No action, no peace, no action, no peace, what is in your legs, what is in your legs, no peace, no action, no peace, no action, what is in your legs, what's in between your legs." To add to the absurdity as well as insult, these trans protesters held a die in the lobby to illustrate the violent and death experienced by the trans community all over the country. Again, there are 3 dead children currently being wept over by their loving families thanks to this transgender person. Yet these idiots are lying down, as you can see in this picture. They're so narcissistic. This is so typical of evilness. Here's the truth, though. Transgender people aren't being murdered at some overwhelming rate. That is, in fact, I would argue, and I've done stories on Swell about the suicide rate in the transgender community. So one might argue if there's anyone killing themselves in that community, is the ones who are committing suicide, because that's at a high rate. But nonetheless, I digress. Transgender people aren't being murdered at some overwhelming rate. That is a sensationalized nonsense from a media attempting to pass off a narrative. Right now, if you were to Google anything about transgender murders, you'll see a slew of mainstream news organizations, which is why I don't use Google, by the way. When I'm looking up stories and things, I use Dogpile, because Google, as we know, they're very biased. And yet, they're so ingrained in my life, it's hard. It's going to be hard to replace them, because they are my streaming TV in YouTube TV, and I like that. I have the Gmail, so there's that. I have an Android phone, so there's that. I'm on YouTube, there's that. So they're like ingrained in my life. So nonetheless, right now, if you Google, of course, you'd find all the stuff about the mainstream media. Yet, they like to be very vague about details. According to statistics, transgender people do indeed get murdered, but very few are murdered as a result of hate crime. Generally, they're murdered for the same reasons many other groups get murdered, including the wrong time and place, drugs, alcohol, and crimes of passion. In fact, in 2021, only 2 murders of transgender people were being investigated as a hate crime out of 44 transgender deaths that year, as listed by the Human Rights Campaign itself. The Human Rights Campaign admitted that up to 74% of the transgender murders that took place in 2013 were committed by a friend or intimate partner. So there's that. While the transgender population is small, even the amount of transgender people who were murdered only amounts to a fraction of a fraction, according to the Williams Institute at UCLA. 1.6 million adults and youth identified as transgender, according to Human Rights Campaign, 32 transgender people were killed in the United States in 2022. If you consider the numbers that transgender people murdered in the United States equaled out to 0.002% of the population, making them one of the least murdered people in the country. But wait, there's more. This was a screamer. According to a report from analysts in the UK that track their violent crime, the numbers taken between 2007 and 2017 found that transgender people were 58% more likely to murder than be murdered. Let me read that again. Transgender people were 58% more likely to murder than to be murdered. Again, transgender people were 58% more likely to murder than to be murdered. Are transgender people being murdered? Absolutely. And it's usually by their own hand. Ding, 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 yahtzee. According to the National Library of Medicine, 82% of transgender individuals consider killing themselves. Again, let me say that again. 82% of transgender individuals consider killing themselves. And of those 40%, have tried to kill themselves. That statistic gets higher the younger the transgender person is. The only people truly coming for the trans community is the trans community. Trans community coming for trans community. The idea that America is just so bigoted that we're putting together hunting parties to find transgender people to assault and kill in the streets isn't just absurd. It is demonstrable. It's a demonstrable lie. Moreover, it's being pushed by people who absolutely no interest in making for a peaceful world. These numbers are being pushed by activists who want control. What we're seeing with this, what we're seeing with things like this is Trans Day of visibility and die-ins is the result of brainwashing and narcissism. Brainwashing and narcissism. These people are likely or literally siding with terrorists who kill children. I said they're siding with terrorists who kill children. You wonder why I call them satanic and demonic? Well, there you go. This is why. They're siding with terrorists who kill children to push the idea that the reason those innocent people died was that they were not supporting transgender people in their delusions. Stupid people. In other words, their message is give us what we want or we will murder you. Give us what we want or we will murder you. Give us what we want and we will murder you. In other words, give us what we want and you will you. That's what they're saying there. These aren't the good guys. These activists are liars who self-victimize themselves with shameless and obvious falsehoods to exert some sort of power over the people. They want to feel like they're on the right side of history and fighting for some sort of human rights crusade, but all they are domestic terrorists. That's what they are. Domestic terrorists. Killing children and demanding you kneel before them. Absolutely correct. There's no other way to put it. Narcissistic bastards.
Political corruption is from the nation. A new sheriff coming to town. No politician is allowed. Come on, people, let's go. A political bomb, so come on, people, let's go.